Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Details are at gatesfoundation.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The main highway between Indiana and Chicago is full of traffic again. Crews have reopened Interstate 8094 after working most of the week to pump away water that swamped the highway since last weekend's storms. Duke Energy, Vectren, and rural power companies say they have restored power to all but about 36,000 homes and businesses that lost power in southern Indiana. The power companies hope to restore power fully today. Indiana gained 4,100 jobs last month. That's the fifth largest monthly increase in the nation. The gain in August follows a loss of 17,600 jobs in Indiana in July. But at the same time, the state's unemployment rate rose to 6.4% in August, up from 6.3% in July. Indiana Business Research Center Deputy Director Carl Rogers says the increase from July to August isn't statistically significant. It's been 6 years since ammonia-laden wastewater from the U of I was released untreated into the Saline Branch and Salt Fork in Champaign and Vermilion counties. Now the Illinois Attorney General's Office has announced a consent order meant to prevent such spills from happening again. The order includes a $65,000 penalty for the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, Sanity District and industrial contractor CEDA, but it also includes new practices concerning hazardous wastewater. The spill occurred when sanitary district facilities were overpowered by ammonia-laden wastewater collected while cleaning the boilers at the U of I Abbott Power Plant. And Illinois State Historic Sites, scheduled to close because of budget cuts, will stay open 6 weeks longer than anticipated. The Historic Preservation Agency said yesterday that 13 historic sites will close November 30th, the same day as 11 state parks. The extension is due to the need to follow proper layoff procedures. The closing followed Governor Rod Blagojevich's $1.4 billion budget cut. And so much for AM 580 News. It's 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week may have seen the biggest financial crisis in the United States since the 1930s. As we speak to you this weekend, congressional leaders and the administration are busy trying to draw up a rescue plan. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Dan?
Hi, Scott.
Hello. And, you know, last week we were on the air as a hurricane broke.
Yeah.
Kind of the same this week. A financial hurricane and maybe then some. As we mentioned, congressional leaders, members of the administration are meeting through the weekend. What do we know about any plan as it exists now?
Well, the indication they've given is that it's going to be one tremendous buyout. They estimate it could be up to $500 billion in taxpayer money, and they simply would take over all these very bad and soft debts. I think the model for this was a resolution trust corporation that was created after the savings and loan crisis, in which the government moves in, takes over all these debts, and then hopes to dispose of them later on.
As some people have pointed out, though, with the Resolution Trust Corporation, the government was buying real estate, which has actual value. There are a lot of people who will tell you that at the root of this crisis is that there's a lot in the numbers that don't reflect any value at all.
That's right. But they still need some model to go by, and so they're doing that. It's a question now of whom to blame for the whole thing. And I have here a Time magazine this weekend, How Wall Street Sold Out America. And I think we'll be hearing a lot more from this point on who goofed.
We have the distinct pleasure of being with, I think, perhaps the only working newsman in the United States now for whom the crash of 1929 was not just a historical analogy. You were around for that.
I was around then, yes. And in some ways, I was a smaller scale than this one. What happened then was that there was a run on the banks. President Roosevelt closed the banks, declared a bank holiday, and then proceeded to move in very vigorously, creating the Securities and Exchange Commission. And somehow, this seems to be much deeper, maybe because there's so much more money involved than what I remember from the 30s.
Of course, we haven't, at least so far, knock wood, bread lines, large-scale unemployment has happened in the 1930s.
That's right.